This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيده، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, I have a story to share with you. A story of a man by the name of Fudayl ibn Iyad al-Tamimi. This man, Fudayl ibn Iyad al-Tamimi, was born in a region that was historically known as Biladu Ma Wara al-Nahr, Transoxania, or Transoxiana. And this region, in modern times, is known as the region of Uzbekistan. And he was born in the year of 107 after the Hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we're talking about a region and we're talking about a time in which Islam was definitely not prevalent within this region. It was a new phenomenon within this region. Islam and Muslims were completely new to this region. He was from the people who were born to the first generation of migrants that came to this region. And everyone who happened to be within this region as Muslims, they were either people who were migrants or children of migrants, or they were people who happened to be new Muslims who had accepted and adhered to Islam. So this is a region in which Islam is very well alive. And I say this because normally when we have Islam newly founded within a region, people feel very, very enlightened by this faith and feel very close to it until they finally take it up as a habit. But within this culture and within this situation, Fudayl ibn Iyad, at a young age, he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, had it decreed that he lost the path. He went another direction. He went away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps because he didn't grow up under the care of his father. Why so? We don't know. Whether the father died, whether he got lost, whether, we don't know what happened. But what we know is he never met Iyad. We have no records of Iyad. So he got lost and he started going in other directions away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went towards many, many sins, so much so that he became known as the top thug. He became known as the top person who would loot and steal and a bandit. He became known as a highway robber. This was Fudayl ibn Iyad. So much so that between Abi Ward, the city in which he was born, and between Sarakhas, there was a highway that would connect these two places. He was the person who was known as the highway robber within this region. Fudayl ibn Iyad al-Tamimi was one day chasing after his desires. And he was going up a building. And he was looking for his love, a woman that he had fallen in love with. So he's over here literally chasing after women and he's doing all sorts of sins. As he is going up chasing after his love, in the middle of the night he hears someone reciting a verse in which he says, أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Is it not time for those people who believe that their hearts become humbled for the sake of Allah, رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ وَالْجَلَالِ. Fudayl is climbing and he overhears this verse in the middle of the night and he gets off and he says, بَلَا يَا رَبْ قَدْ آن. By Allah, he says that for sure, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is time. It is time for the person who has believed for his heart to be humbled for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. My dear brothers and sisters, it is time for our hearts to be humbled for Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. We are in a night. He was in a night. Fudayl heard a person reading Qiyam. We over here are reading Qiyam. Fudayl heard a verse and it impacted his heart, so much so that he changed his life upside down. Fudayl, the man who was known as a robber. Fudayl, the man who was known as a highway robber, a bandit, a thief, a thug. Fudayl became known as Sheikh al-Hijaz. Fudayl became known as Shaykh al-Islam. Fudayl became known as the mark of piety within his time. Fudayl became known as Abid al-Haramain, as Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak addressed him and he said, Ya Abid al-Haramain, law absartana la'alimta annaka bil-ibadati tal'abu. O person who is the worshipper of the two harams, if you would see us, then you would know that you're just playing around with your ibadah. So he was known as Abid al-Haramain. This is Fudayl ibn Iyad. But he turned his life because he had an opportunity to turn to Allah and he seized that opportunity. So much so that he went from one degree, one direction to a completely another direction. You and I have an opportunity tonight and every single night of Ramadan. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told us in a hadith, an authentic hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single night of Ramadan, He has people who He frees from the hellfire, and He said, وَذَٰلِكَ كُلُّ لَيْلَةٍ. And that happens every single night. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, we have a right and an obligation to tawbah. And that happens so long as we don't meet the Day of Judgment, and so long as we don't end up having our souls drawn all the way to the throat. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah yaqbalu tawbat al-'abdi ma lam yughargir." Allah azza wa jalla accepts the tawbah of a person so long as his soul doesn't reach his throat. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to turn in repentance to Him. Allahumma ameen wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.